This podcast is brought to you by our Let's Go Brandon t-shirt. Order it at HowieCarShow.com/Thor. Enjoy the podcast.
Better strap yourself in. It's time for the Howie Carr Show.
Another high-profile Democrat called out for flouting COVID rules. This time it's Stacey Abrams, pictured maskless in this now-deleted photo, surrounded by masked little children.
Look at this photograph.
We're all in the picture.
What picture?
Picture.
Are pictures in there?
Yeah.
What? I cannot believe this.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
Why not reopen the Keystone Pipeline and reopen federal leases on U.S. land? Because we had energy independence, and that was a large leverage for the United States over Russia.
Good question.
Let's just move on.
And those who are the food police for me, they can fool police all the time.
Too much pie, that's your problem.
Listen, I'm not doing that. That's noise to me. I got to get New Yorkers to eat a plant-based, scented life.
And then, of course, there's Mom, who sounds something like this.
Eat your vegetables. Take a sweater.
Rump swabs, hacks, and moon bats beware. It's Howie Carr.
844-500-4242. I was just talking about Jim Cooper, the Democrat congressman from Tennessee, who he went to prep school in Massachusetts, like me. Not different prep school, Groton. Then he went to UNC, like me. And then our paths differed because he went to Oxford as a Rhodes Scholar. When I went to the Marine Room of the Colony Hotel in Kennebunkport, Maine. And then he went to Harvard Law School when I went to live in Somerville, Massachusetts, and work for the Hearst paper in Boston, a tabloid. And so he has now come to Tucker Carlson's attention. He apparently recently asked in the intelligence staffers, members of the intelligence community, so-called, to dig up dirt on the Tucker Carlson show's alleged ties to Russia, believe it or not. And apparently he's confirmed that, but he refused to come on the show because he said that he was sad because it was the first anniversary of his wife's death from Alzheimer's disease, which is the same excuse death of a family member is being used by Jamie Raskin, the Groucho Marx lookalike, who was presiding over the January 6th kangaroo court star chamber investigation of Donald Trump. He said he couldn't report his wife's $2 million windfall profit as required by federal law because his son had just committed suicide. But that didn't stop him from taking part in the impeachment of Donald Trump last year, the second impeachment, the second phony baloney impeachment. Death is a good excuse for Democrats, it seems like, you know, whether it's Joe Biden talking about the death of his son or Jamie Raskin or Jim Cooper. 844-500-4242. If a Republican talks about death, they call it waving the bloody shirt. That's an old expression from Civil War days. All right. Time now for the chump line.
Joe Biden said he would be meeting with German Chancellor Wiener Schnitzel at the White House today.
917 says, this just in, Biden negotiated with the German Chancellor to release Colonel Hawken. Colonel Hawken? We're going to have more sound cuts later on today, Taylor?
Yes.
That was a pretty good one just now. I loved his explanation of what an invasion is because I never knew that. I took some notes on that. We'll have a quiz on it later on, what an invasion really represents.
Right now, I think of several good reasons why Stacey Abrams should be wearing a covering over her face, and absolutely none of them have to do with COVID.
That is a terrible misogynist thing to say. Can we all agree that she has at least one comorbidity for why she should be taking extreme precautions to to not get the virus. Look at her. I'm looking at the camera here for our Newsmax streaming, and she's wearing a vote mask. I guess when she's with young kids at a school, I guess she doesn't have to wear a vote mask because they're too young to vote. The Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace are going fast, and they also include two queen-sized beds. And the Nauset Beach Inn is pet-friendly as well. So book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Of course, Nancy Pelosi's for the new Green Deal. Look at her big green bank account.
You see, there's a story out today that she has spent $500,000 on private jets since October of 2020. I thought she had a free private jet as Speaker of the House. I was unaware that she would have to pick up the tab herself, but it's not a big problem. She's worth a reported $100 to $200 million. And plus, she's got a big, big bank account. 413, did Biden tell the Chancellor Scholz that he has German shepherds?
I see Joe Rogan's in trouble for using the N-word. I guess he should have been like a liberal and gone with a blackface.
How come it's okay for Quentin Tarantino or Jimmy Kimmel or Joe Biden to use the N-word, but it's not okay for Joe Rogan to reference the fact that Fred Sanford, Red Fox, and George Jefferson used to use the N-word on primetime television back in the 70s.
Don't forget Hunter.
Oh, and Hunter. Yeah, you're right, Hunter. I forgot it. Hunter and Joe Biden have both been recorded using the N-word. By the way, here's Calling All Cars was an old radio show from the 30s on the West Coast. It was after a guy named Rogan way back when. Cut 31.
Well, how about it, Rogan? Are you ready to talk?
Cut 29.
Hello, Rogan. We're mighty glad to see you.
Cut 28.
Seeing Rogan enter and leave the place several times on the night of October 11th, 1933, they close in on the place.
Have we heard from Rogan lately? Cut 30.
There is apparently no communication with Rogan. The earth seems to have swallowed him up.
Well, that's what they want to do to Rogan. They want to swallow him up.
When I heard Close was sending troops to stop the invasion, I wanted to celebrate the occasion. It was soon plain he'd rather save Ukraine than throw America yet another evasion.
Very good, Limerick guy. Very good.
Howie, Joe Biden calling. Come on, man. I'm so proud of these musicians for taking a stand against Joe Rogan and the First Commandment. The fact is, if we can just get Glenn Miller and Tommy Dorsey to join, there won't be any music left, and Spotify will be forced to shut down their electronic Victrola. Not a joke.
Yeah, Joe wants to know how Rogan gets out the Victrola records, the recordings, so quickly to people that they can all listen to them simultaneously.
Adam Kinzinger's newborn son must be wondering why his father cries more than he does.
Oh, God. Adam Kinzinger. Let's play cut five.
What will you tell Christian about Donald Trump?
I'm going to tell him he was the worst president the United States of America ever had. He was a liar. He was a charlatan. And he was a man with a more fragile ego than anybody I've ever met, which the irony of it is he walks around like the tough guy, but he's the one that gets more offended and wounded and sad than anybody I know. I'm also going to tell him that it was the moment that I hope America hit the bottom of, you know, its slide towards authoritarianism and the moment we woke up. I hope he's proud of what I've done. I'm confident he will be because, you know, short of this thing really going off the rails, this thing being our country in this experiment, I think we're going to look back and say, wow, that was a moment we might have flown too close to the sun and we can never do that again.
Surely he's referring to Brandon rather than the president. What a wimpy-looking character. Good Lord. Another guy like Jim Cooper, who's retiring due to ill health, the voters got sick of him. And the voters didn't even have a chance to get sick of either Cooper or Kinzinger because they were redistricted out of the U.S. House of Representatives. Let's play one more cut from Adam Kinzinger, the lame duck from Illinois. Lame in so many ways. Cut six.
Got to stand up and say that truly democracy is threatened. And that's not just, you know, some line we're going to say because it sounds cool. Oh, democracy, democracy. No, it is actually truly under threat. And we are on the verge of legitimate political civil war discussion in this country, because I used to say that we'd never get there in this country. Now I look and say we can't even talk to each other anymore. And one party believes nothing but lies. It's a concern.
And they want to cancel Joe Rogan and let Adam Kinzinger run free. Where's the justice, Mr. Speaker?
Most people are putting money on the big game. China's putting money on the big guy.
Well put. Well put. You can't lose money. You can't lose when you put money on the big guy, because he always delivers.
China spent $39 billion to host the Olympics, but by using a Uyghur to light the torch, they saved a little on labor.
Yeah, they had the Uyghur was the last one in the Chinese procession, and he was allowed, or he or she, because I didn't watch it, was allowed to light the torch.
The White House announced they're putting GoFundMe in charge of the Internal Revenue Service.
Yeah, you know, they want to use biometrics to allow you to see your taxes. That, what could possibly go wrong? Nothing could go wrong with the IRS having those kinds of personal knowledge of people's lives, because this is the same agency that let millions of tax returns go out to ProPublica, and no one's ever been charged or arrested or fired or suspended or anything. They just let it happen. But now they want your biometrics, and everything will be fine. Just ask Brandon.
Hi, Howie. Governor Patrick calling. Can you believe that GoFundMe is trying to abscond with millions in trucker donations? They've made Honest Howie's carbon credits look like child's play. You Bush League grifter. We're going to be fine.
Deval Patrick, I can't help it if you didn't like the letter you got from your own personal polar bear whose life you saved from a melting ice floe. That was paid for by Honest Howie's carbon credits. They're available wherever you get your carbon credits.
That was your last chump line message. Thank you for calling Howie Carr, you chump.
By the way, all major credit cards are accepted for Honest Howie's carbon credits, but we prefer cash, not cryptocurrency, cash. We're old-fashioned that way, like polar bears. All right, that's it for the Chump Line today. The Chump Line is the recorded voicemail message service of the Howie Carr Show. You can get you can call and leave a message at any hour between 1 and 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every weekday. The Chump Line number, 844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. Press 2 for the Chump Line. Leave your message. We may or may not play it at this time each weekday. And if you didn't hear your message, or you just like to hear a second Chump Line, brand new messages, all new, you can listen to Chopped Chumps. Those are the messages that we didn't have room for in this Chump Line. Chopped Chumps is available wherever you get your Howie Carr Show podcasts at around 7 p.m. every weeknight, Eastern Standard Time. The Chump Line is brought to you by the Nauset Beach Inn. These ocean view rooms with a fireplace and two queen-size beds are going fast, so book yours today for just $119.99 at NausetBeachInn.com. That's NausetBeachInn.com.
Most people are putting money on the big game. China's putting money on the big guy.
Very good. Very good. Short and sweet and succinct. I'm Howie Carr.
Want to know what Howie is reading before the show?
All right, now let's see. Where were we? Oh, yeah.
in the pit of despair.
Take a look at Howie's homework at HowieCarShow.com. If you're looking for a woke male role model, well, you've got the wrong guy.
You can act like a man! What's the matter with you?
The Howie Carr Show is back.
For all you last-minute Valentine shoppers living life on the edge, and you are living life on the edge now because Valentine's Day is, I believe, a week from today, knock out your order today with 1-800 flowers. Get 24 assorted roses for $39.99 or upgrade to 24 red roses for $10 more. To order, go to 1-800-Flowers.com, click the radio icon, and enter code Howie. Taylor, what's the poll question? What are the results thus far?
Why are you not watching the Winter Olympics? Political protest? They're too boring, or I am watching?
They're too boring.
59% say it's political protest, 38% say too boring, and 3% say they are watching.
There are reasons to be watching, though. I mean, very scattered reasons, and you don't know when you're going to see the reason that you're watching for. But we have an example. There's a skater, an American skater named Brandon Frazier. And can you imagine what happened when Brandon took to the ice today?
I do.
I could barely hear that, Taylor. Did they say, let's go, Brandon?
You can hear it in the background, somebody shouting. I'll play it again.
There, I heard it. Let's go, Brandon. Let's go, Brandon. All right. 844-500-4242. Steve, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Steve.
Hi, Howie. How are you doing?
Good.
Hey, I don't know. I'm just listening to stuff, you know, and I am really starting to reach a saturation point with these idiotic liberal faces that should be challenged every time they're spoken. Like systemic racism. What the hell does that mean? Give me a legal statute that's being violated. What? And when they call Trump a fascist.
How about the fact that they're saying he's to blame for Russia invading Ukraine? That's kind of crazy, isn't it? Thanks for the call, Steve. Joe, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Joe.
Hey, Howie, I was listening to K.T. McFarlane today, and I kind of had a little revelation. I think this, and you're a history fan, I think the Ukraine and Russia is going to be a repeat of, like, the Austrian Anschluss in 1938. The Germans massed all these troops at the border, and then all of a sudden, everyone internally, they surrendered, and a lot of pressure from the outside for peace.
And, I don't know. I got the feeling that the Austrians really didn't care. I mean, Hitler was an Austrian himself, you know. I got the feeling they didn't really care that much. They didn't mind being, annexed to Nazi Germany. I don't think Ukraine wants to be absorbed again, do they? They just peeled off 30 years ago.
No, they don't, but I'm just saying that they're going to, externally, the people, Austria did accept it as much as more than the Ukrainians will, but they're going to claim this as a victory, that there'll be no shots, nothing will be fired. And
yeah, I don't know how these stupid headline writers keep saying, oh, they're buying into this nonsense that there's going to be an invasion. Maybe I'm wrong. Maybe there is going to be an invasion, but I hope I'm right.
Live from the Matthews Brothers Studios.
844-500-4242, 844-500-4242. You know, New York has no bail laws, basically. That you can, unless you kill somebody, murder somebody, and get caught with blood all over your hands and your clothes and the murder weapon, the knife or the gun in your hand, you're going to be sent on your merry way. And there's another death now because of these insane bail laws that were passed, or the bail was basically repealed when the Democrats took control of the state Senate in New York a few years back. The Republican majority, as weak as it was in the state Senate, was the only thing blocking this from happening years earlier. But there was a guy in Sullivan County, that's upstate New York. His name is Muhammad Islam. Muhammad Islam, 32, and he had been charged with fires that occurred on January 10th and January 13th, but he was released without bail. So then he apparently set a third fire in Sullivan County on January 15th, and the firefighters responded, and William Billy Steinberg, 37, a volunteer firefighter, responded to the blaze that was reputedly set by Muhammad Islam in an empty warehouse, and he collapsed and died. Steinberg's father, Jim, said, "The system has failed our community, my family, and Billy. At this time, my family and I are pleading to the state Senate and assembly to change bail reform to protect our firefighters and all the citizens of New York so they never have to endure this type of tragedy themselves." So if he'd have been locked up, you would think arson is a crime for which there should at least be bail, if not, you know, just you'd be held without bail because you're that dangerous to the community. So now they had no bail and someone's dead, killed allegedly by Muhammad Islam. Islam has now been charged with second-degree burglary and fourth-degree arson, both felonies. He's being held now on $100,000 bail. $100,000 bail. You want another guy who got a pass on an arson case? A man convicted of attempting to set fire to a high school during the Black Lives Matter riots in Minneapolis following the death of George Floyd has been sentenced to 5 years probation. He set fire to a high school. You know what his name is? Muhammad. There's that name again. Muhammad Hussein Abdi, 20, was handed the probation sentence in federal court in St. Paul Thursday after pleading guilty to conspiracy to commit arson. Abdi was arrested in June 2020, a month after he entered the high school through a broken glass door. He could be seen on security footage pouring liquid from a white container onto the floor and then into a trash can. He then took a liquid-soaked garment and set fire to the trash can before running away. Oh, probation. He set fire to a high school and got probation. 844-500-4242. Dave, you're next with Howie Carr. Go ahead, Dave.
Hey, Howie. We've gone completely mad. First, we let him wear masks. Even in banks, you got to put them on. And now we say, no bail, don't worry about it. So what would you expect? Because, seriously, you know, if I was a criminal, I'd be like, yeah, this is better than Better Call Saul with half off, you know?
It's not looting, Dave. It's undocumented shopping. You know, you're right about the banks, too. I mean, there are banks where there are signs bolted, metal signs bolted to the wall saying no one is allowed in this bank if you're wearing any kind of mask or headgear that will disguise your looks. You know, I think it's a federal law. And then underneath the bolted-on signs about the federal law saying no mask, there's another sign that says you cannot enter this banking institution unless you're wearing a mask. That is, does any of this make any sense whatsoever? 844-500-4242. 508, obviously restitution for burning the high school would have been cruel and unusual punishment. Yes, it certainly would have been. By the way, the Virginia Supreme Court has just ruled that Governor Glenn Youngkin had the right to issue an executive order allowing parents to opt out of school mask mandates. This is today. This just happened a couple hours ago. So now, you can expect editorials in major newspapers denouncing Governor Youngkin's decision to allow parents to opt out of mask mandates. They'll say he's imposing a death sentence on students and teachers because he's a Republican. Now, those some of those same newspapers are going to write editorials saying that the governors of New Jersey, Connecticut, and Delaware today have issued wise, Solomonic decisions by rescinding the mask mandates. Do you know why they will be treated as statesmen as opposed to Glenn Youngkin, who is going to be accused of genocide? Because the governors of Delaware, Connecticut, and New Jersey are Democrats. So they must be right. Right? 844-500-4242. Police in Chicago are searching for a man who threatened a group of Jewish students at a school last month, yelling, "All of you should be killed." Was Jussie Smollett an eyewitness? No, this really happened. The suspect, described as a black male between 40 and 49 years with a black mustache and beard, yelled profanities and threats at a teacher and her students, according to authorities. This is from Fox News. There have been several anti-Semitic hate crimes against the Jewish community in Chicago in recent weeks. Were any of these incidents performed by people who were wearing MAGA hats, by the way? Last week, police arrested Shahid Hussein, 39, who they say went on an anti-Semitic crime spree, spray painting swastikas on two synagogues and two high schools in Chicago's West Rogers Park on January 30th. All right, we've got some Biden cuts here. And this is Biden after his meeting with German Chancellor Scholz. You may be familiar with, he was on a TV show several years ago.
I see nothing, I know nothing.
All right. Cut one.
We have to take on the pandemic, climate change, and among many other issues. So we have a lot to talk about, Mr. Chancellor, and
Mr. Chancellor. I thought his name was Scholz. I thought John Chancellor is dead. Mr. Chancellor, and he didn't say issues. He said, what did he say? Let's hear that one again.
We have to take on the pandemic, climate change, and among many other issues. So we have a lot to talk about.
Mr. Chancellor. Okay. Cut six.
If Russia invades, that means tanks or troops crossing the border of Ukraine. Again,
that's what
then,
invasion means.
There will be no longer a Nord Stream 2. We will bring an end to it.
How will you do that exactly? Since the project and control of the project is within Germany's control.
We will. I promise you, we'll be able to do it.
Is that a pinky promise, or is that your word as a Biden, Mr. President? Cut five.
Russia needs to be able to sell that gas and sell that oil. Russia relies, a significant part of Russia's budget, it's the only thing they really have to export. And if, in fact, it's cut off, then they're going to be hurt very badly as well. And it's of consequence to them as well. This is not just a one-way street.
Maybe then you should have not approved the Nord Stream 2, because that kind of kept them in check when Donald Trump was president. Even though you said he was Putin's puppet, he kept them in check by the fact that they couldn't make any foreign currency. Maybe that was a mistake. Do you think that was a mistake? We'll get to ask. We'll talk to Jake Sullivan about that in a moment. Let's see. Then of course, cut three.
Of course, at the top of our agenda today.
Top of our agenda today. Jenna, is it an agenda?
Of course, at the top of our agenda today.
Agenda, okay. The D is silent in agenda if you're Joe Biden. It's Delaware accent, dialect. Cut four.
And I think he has to realize that it would be a gigantic mistake for him to move on Ukraine. The impact on Europe and the rest of the world would be devastating, and he would pay a heavy price. I have been very, very straightforward and blunt with President Putin, both on the phone and in person. We will impose the most severe sanctions that have ever been imposed, economic sanctions.
Again, his son received $3.5 million from the widow of the mayor of Moscow, who the late mayor was a close crony pal of Putin. And for some reason, his widow gave $3.5 million to Hunter Biden. But he's going to impose the most onerous sanctions in human history. You got that? Mr. Brandon, will you take some questions? Will you take some questions, please? Cut to. Are you rooting for Brandon Fraser in the Olympics? How do you think Brandon's going to do?
Hey, let's go, guys. Thank you.
Mr. President.
Come on, let's move. Move, please. Let's go. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. It's only a matter of time till they get out those electric cattle prods. And these are all their sycophants that they're treating with such disrespect. Can you imagine that? These common night walkers. People don't the coat holders in the press in the White House staff don't respect the common night walkers in the press corps. 844-500-4242. We'll be right back with your phone calls. To all my listeners with a 401k or an IRA, this is an urgent warning. Our federal debt has now topped $30 trillion, believe it or not. Whatever Washington Democrats do next may mean yet more inflation. If you have $50,000 or more in your retirement savings, your money could be at risk. You need to hedge your bets. You need to diversify. You can't have all your retirement eggs in the stock market basket. Now is the time to call Goldco and find out about precious metals, the historic device against disastrous economic policies like Brandon's. Learn how you can protect your life savings with physical gold and silver. Visit goldco.com/Howie Carr to receive your Biden inflation report. Goldco.com/Howie Carr and the IRA experts at Goldco will give you up to $10,000 in free silver when you open a qualifying account. That's why Goldco is the only company I trust to protect my wealth. Go to goldco.com/Howie Carr. The experts at Goldco have helped thousands of Americans own gold and silver in their retirement savings to protect against inflation and tax hikes. They helped me, and now they can help you too. That's goldco.com/Howie Carr. I'm Howie Carr.
Howie Carr will return after this brief commercial break.
He tells it like it is.
I want you to know that every human being that works for you knows what a diseased hypocrite you are. We all know what you are.
Howie Carr.
You see that Jeff Bezos is a real big believer in climate change. Of course he is, because he owns Amazon and The Washington Post, Dr. Evil, as he's known. He's very, very concerned about people's carbon footprints. So he had a giant yacht built for him. Did you read about this? Did you hear about this? He had a giant yacht built for him in the Netherlands. And the yacht was so big that it couldn't get under the bridge in the harbor. So you know what they're going to do? They're going to dismantle the bridge. So that Jeff Bezos' super yacht, which I'm sure it's very, very green friendly to be that big of a yacht, right? 844 500-42-42. 978, when those aides are shouting reporters out of the room, remind me again why that isn't an attack on the press. I doubt Trump could have done that without comment or complaint. They would have been screaming and yelling, and they would. It would have been like January 6th. Remember, didn't Acosta say he felt like he was under combat conditions? Some of these people have said that they feel like they have PTSD from dealing with Trump. I mean, it's really laughable. They have no dignity. They have no sense of irony. How stupid most of us see them as, and as babies, whining babies. 844-500-4242. So, you know, Martha McCollum has taken taken Chris Wallace's place. Chris Wallace is now on the treadmill to oblivion at CNN. I wonder if he'll ever get on the air with his quote-unquote streaming show. But she's replaced him. The ratings are up, and she got this guy, Jake Sullivan, and one of the pajama boys who was in charge of spreading the Russian collusion hoax for Hillary Clinton back in 2016. So now he's returned to the scene of his crime, so to speak. And Martha McCollum, he's the national security advisor because, you know, he has such great experience in life. Just look at him. He was asked, why don't we just become more energy independent? I mean, wouldn't that be the best way to solve this Russian problem? We don't need to import anything. We export enough stuff to keep Europe going, and then Russia just falls flat on its face because it's just a giant heavily armed gas station, as somebody once said. But this is Martha McCollum on Fox sitting in for Chris Wallace permanently with pajama boy Jake Sullivan. Cut three.
Why not reopen the Keystone Pipeline and reopen federal leases on U.S. land? Because we had energy independence, and that was a large leverage for the United States over Russia. Now we don't have that anymore. In fact, we now buy more fuel from Russia than we have in the past. So why wouldn't you want to revisit those in order to increase our leverage over Russia?
Well, first, Martha, the United States is still a substantial producer of energy. Second, we have worked with partners around the world take steps to ensure that Russia's attempts to use energy as a weapon get frustrated.
The best way to frustrate them is to outproduce them, Jake, as if you didn't know that. Cut four.
So the United States is prepared for a contingency.
But
in
you
which
do
Russia
concede that we're no longer energy independent, Jake. And we were before.
What I would say is that the United States is investing massively in being a leader in an energy transition in which, yes, for now, we continue to use fossil fuels, but over the course of years and decades, we become a clean energy superpower, because that ultimately is not just where the jobs are. It's where the strategic advantage will lie, because we can't just look at next year or the year after. That's not what China's doing. We have to look out 10, 20, 30 years.
Why is China still building coal-fired plants? Why is China producing so many more carbon emissions than we are? All right, we'll be right back. I'm Howie Carr.